One of the events at this year's World Youth Day celebrations is a vocations expo located at Sydney's famous harbour area. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels takes a closer look.
Situated on the popular waterfront setting in Darling Harbour, the Sydney Convention and Exhibition Centre is the site for the Vocations Expo, a major destination for World Youth Day participants.
If you were just coming into the Vocations Expo, you would see all the trappings of what might appear to be a very secular type of careers fair.
Father Paul Embry is the Vocations Officer for the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.
When you actually get in and start looking more closely, the Vocations Expo is actually letting young people, letting the pilgrims know the variety of vocations that are out there.
With 110 exhibitors, the expo provides a program of activities celebrating faith and culture from which pilgrim groups and individuals may choose. Every year, the United States Bishops' Conference does a study on the men ordained. Associate Director and Secretariat for Clergy, Father David Tu, says that for the past 10 years, 30% have said World Youth Day was a turning point as they discerned their vocation.
They came to World Youth Day, they encountered Peter, they saw the Universal Church, they were inspired by other people's faith. They maybe even encountered the Eucharist, the Mass, adoration, reconciliation in a new and profound way. And it really opened them up to consider the call to a priesthood. So it has been pivotal for at least 30% of our men ordained in the last 10 years, the different events of World Youth Day.
As World Youth Day Week nears its end, it appears that the expo has made an impact on the young participants.
There are so many religious orders, so much information available there, and all under the one roof.
And the main focus now is on youth and how youth can make a change.
How to be a Catholic every day, a good Catholic every day.
I want to serve God a bit more, and I just want to try to discern whether a religious order might be for me or not.
These were just a few of over 100,000 pilgrims who traveled to World Youth Day Sydney. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.